1 Chronicles 27, 1 through 34. Devotional Focus Verse. Now the children of Israel, after their number, to wit, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers that served the king in any matter of the courses, which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, of every course, were 24,000. 1 Chronicles 27, 1. The accounts of men and women who have served their countries have a special place among the narratives that shape a nation's collective heritage. Often, these individuals are remembered for their exceptional bravery, determination, and sacrifice. In some cases, statues have been erected in their honor, medals awarded them, or battlefield memorials created to celebrate their deeds of valor. However, for many who have honorably served their nation, the only place they are recognized is on a list of names. Here in the United States, a list of names appears on one of the most frequently visited sites in our nation's capital, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Located on the northwest corner of the National Mall, the memorial is a black, V-shaped granite wall with a nearly 247-foot arm stretching toward the Lincoln Memorial and the other identical arm toward the Washington Monument. On the face of the wall are etched the names of 58,318 men and women who gave their lives during the Vietnam War, marked by a diamond shape, or were missing in action, marked by a cross. Visitors to the memorial are allowed to make rubbings of names on the wall's surface. Many surviving family members bring tributes and photos and place them against the wall. Fellow veterans leave artifacts, flags, and dog tags in memory of comrades who gave their lives. Whether or not visitors have a personal connection to any of the names on the wall, this memorial is an ongoing reminder that those who served in the U.S. military, and especially those who gave their lives for their nation, deserve respect and appreciation. Perhaps honoring and preserving the names of faithful soldiers was David's intention when he listed the names of his military commanders in today's text. Very likely, the names Jashobeam, Perez, Dodai, and Mikloth are not familiar to us. Who was Shamhuth, the Israelite, or Helez, the Pelonite? For most of the men mentioned in this chapter, we are told nothing more than their names, and in some cases, the names of their fathers or their places of origin. However, these men served David and Israel, and their names are listed for us in Scripture, a record that has been preserved for thousands of years. While our names may never be inscribed on a medal or a battlefield memorial, there is one record of those who served that all our names can be on, the roll of names in the Lamb's Book of Life. If our names are found there, it will not matter in the least whether we were ever acclaimed as a military hero. We will not care if we received national recognition for our bravery or were remembered for our heroism long after we departed from this world. If our names are on the one list that will matter throughout eternity, we will have all the reward we will ever desire. Background information. Chapter 27 deals with the civil organization of Israel, listing names of individuals who served under David in three categories: commanders of the army, see verses 1 through 15, officers of the tribes, see verses 16 through 22, and administrators of the kingdom, see verses 25 through 34. David's organization of his military and civic leaders was as careful and systematic as his arrangement of those who served in the temple worship, see chapters 23 through 26 of 1 Chronicles. During the reign of David and most of the kings of Israel and Judah, the nation did at times use hired mercenary soldiers as troops. However, the officers that served the king in any matter were Israelites. David's army courses, or divisions, were organized into 12 groups of 24,000 men, each group serving for 1 month of the year. This was an effective way to keep the army always ready and the inactive troops regularly trained. Captains presided over each of the 12 courses. These were distinguished military leaders who were listed among David's mighty men in 1 Chronicles 11. Of special note in this list of military officers are two names, Benaiah and Asahel. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, see verse 6, was recognized as a great hero in Israel because he killed two mighty Moabites, a lion in a pit on a snowy day, and a formidable Egyptian, see 2 Samuel 23, 20 through 21. In verse 7, Asahel, the brother of Joab, was killed in battle by Abner, commander of the army of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, who attempted to succeed him on the throne of Israel. See 2 Samuel 2, 18 through 23. The officers of the tribes of Israel, listed in verses 16 through 22, were tribal leaders who were not priests or military leaders, but participants in the civil service of the kingdom of Israel. The administrators of the kingdom, see verses 25 through 34, were trusted men David appointed to oversee his treasures, storehouses, work of the field, vineyards, olive and sycamore trees, cellars of oil, herds, camels, asses, and flocks, and these men were just as important to the kingdom as the more obvious spiritual and military leaders. David carefully arranged for organized cultivation of crops, cattle raising, and production of the commodities that would sustain the people. No doubt, each of the men on this list was particularly qualified for the area entrusted to his care. In verse 33, Hushai the Archite probably was initially a companion to King David on an informal and personal basis. During Absalom's revolt, Hushai had remained faithful to David and became a spy for him in Jerusalem. See 2 Samuel 15, 32 through 37. Joab, mentioned in verse 34, was known for his military exploits, but he later joined the cause of Adonijah against Solomon and was eventually put to death by Benaiah. Conclusion. Earthly lists, medals, and memorials honor faithful individuals who served their nations. But if our names are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life among those who served the God of Heaven, we can have no greater reward.